Now I'm here to tell you, back in the day when it came to exercising and workouts, I did it all. I lifted weights, I ran on the treadmill, I ran bleachers, I did sprints on the track, I did plyometrics and spinning classes and boot camp. I mean, if it had to do with getting the heart rate up, endurance, building muscle, and burning fat, game on, I was there. Not to mention, I was an instructor, so I led a lot of those classes. I'm also here to tell you that my body will not let me do all of those things anymore, nor do I have the time or the desire to punish my body that way. And for the record, let's be clear, I truly did enjoy doing all of those things, and I did get results. But I say punish my body because much of the time, even though I knew better, I didn't give it the time to rest and recover that it needed. I pushed my body to the limit, and unfortunately, now I have a nagging back injury that is a constant reminder of the neglect. So, what are some workouts for us, women over 40, who want to work out and train with intensity and intentionality? But we also want to ensure that we are doing workouts that are effective and safe. Well, hang out with me, and I'll share some with you, as well as the workouts I do on a weekly basis. So, let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me. Because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet, that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits, a 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And let me tell you, I am honored that you are spending some time with me today. As an avid podcast listener, I know there are literally thousands of podcasts you can listen to, and I'm so thankful that you chose to listen to this one. And let me first start off by saying, Happy Monday. Yes, yes, it is a Monday again. I also know that as a podcast listener, you are probably busy multitasking. So let's get right into today's topic. And that is, what are the most effective workouts for women over 40, specifically for weight loss? Now, I'm going to jump straight to the end and say that it's the workout that you will consistently do over time. Now, that's a short answer, so just hang with me. Let's just talk about working out for a bit, what it really means and why it's so very important and why you should work out consistently. Now, if you're working out just for weight loss, which I hope is not the only reason that you're working out, and I'm pretty sure that it's not, but just in case you are, or you know someone who is working out solely for the purposes of weight loss, here's what I want you to tell her. I want you to tell her you cannot outrun, outrow, out Pilates, out yoga, out swim. You cannot outtrain a bad diet. And when I say diet, I mean your day-to-day eating habits. If you or she is eating highly processed foods or not getting enough of your macronutrients or eating too much or not eating enough food, you are not going to get the results that you're looking for, period. And I'm going to jump on my soapbox for a minute. So if you're multitasking, let me have your attention again. Ladies, you cannot out-train a bad diet. So if you're working out consistently and you're not seeing the weight loss results that you expect, barring any other underlying health conditions, the first thing that you want to ask yourself is, how am I eating? How am I fueling my body? Because I'm here to tell you, you cannot eat whatever you want and expect to just work it off or run it off and have the weight loss you want or the body composition that you desire. Working out is only one aspect of weight loss and weight management. And I'm sorry, really not sorry that I went on the rant, because I hear it quite often. What exercise should I do to lose weight? Or what exercise should I do to flatten my belly or lift my glutes? And my answer is exercise consistency in your nutrition as well as working out. And a lot of people, they don't like that answer, but it's the truth that I stand firm on. And more importantly, it's the truth that my tribe needs to know. And if you already know this, that is great. Share it with someone who does not. All right. So now with all that being said, working out is a very important component of weight loss maintenance, and management. And truth be told, there are some very important reasons to work out more than just weight loss. As a matter of fact, there are many, many, many benefits of exercising for women over 40. But for the sake of time, I'm going to just talk about three of them. And the first one is a matter of the heart. Working out improves cardiovascular health. It improves your heart's ability to pump blood throughout your body. Second, it reduces the risk of injury, especially as we get older. According to an article in PubMed, studies have clearly shown that individuals with lower levels of cardiorespiratory endurance or muscular endurance are more likely to be injured, and that improving fitness lowers injury risk. And third is that working out can boost our overall mood, concentration, and alertness. I mean, just tell me how good you feel after you have had a kick butt workout. You feel like you can leap tall buildings in a single bound, right? I mean, I know I do. And if you work out in the morning, you feel like you can tackle anything that comes your way. Or if it's an afternoon or an evening workout, you feel like you can power through the rest of your day. And there are a few reasons why this is the case. And I know you've probably heard this before, but as a reminder, working out releases the brain's feel-good chemicals, endorphins, which can help improve your overall sense of well-being and elevate your mood. Research shows that when we exercise, blood pressure and blood flow increases everywhere in the body, including the brain. More blood means more energy and oxygen, which makes our brain perform better, and we tend to have better concentration and alertness. All right, so we know that exercise is good for our overall health and wellness, and it should be included in our day-to-day routines. So you're probably asking, so what are the best workouts for me, girl? And to that I'll say, provided that you've got your nutrition in check and you're going to be consistent, here are five options with some benefits and some things that that you should be aware of. So the first option is walking. Walking is like easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You lace up your shoes and you go. And you can do this pretty much anywhere and anytime. And the cool thing about walking is that it's low impact and it improves cardiovascular health, and it also helps with balance. Now, walking can be repetitive, but if you take a friend or a family member, or if you listen to music, or if you're listening to podcasts such as this one, or you just enjoy the sounds around you, walking can be so therapeutic. That's what I do from time to time. I listen to podcasts, but lately I've just been listening to the sounds around me. I've just been really trying to be present during my walk. Now, another option is swimming. Swimming is a great full body workout. It's low impact and it's so easy on the joints. Now, it can be more demanding because it requires more of a commitment, because you have to find a place to swim. You know, you have to find, as far as the swimming pool and, you know, the swimsuits and all of the things that go with that. But if you live near a Y or you live near a pool, swimming is a great option. Biking or cycling is another option. And I'm not talking about spin classes, although those are good as well. But good plain old biking, riding a bike is an option. And that's because it engages your entire body, your arms to hold on, your legs to pedal, and it engages your core to stay balanced on the bike. It's also low impact and it can help with flexibility and overall well-being. Now, one of my all-time favorites is strength training, and I can go on and on and on and on, about weights, but I won't. Some key things to know about strength training is that it improves muscular strength and endurance. It increases bone density, helps tone and shape the body. Now, the one thing about weight training is that if you don't have proper form, this is where I recommend you engage a professional to help you so that you get the maximum benefits. But weight training is high on my list of things to do when it comes to exercising. And to round this out are yoga and Pilates. Now, these are two different types of exercises, although sometimes you'll see a fusion of the two. But both of these can help to increase flexibility and strengthen the body, and yoga can actually aid in the areas of reducing stress and improving mindfulness. Now, both of these require knowledge of specific poses, which I'll say again, this is where you'll want to engage a professional or take a class until you become proficient in the poses of either yoga or Pilates. So now I've given you the types of workouts or exercises that you can do. What's next? What's your next move? Well, to have a well-rounded training routine or a training program, I recommend that you include strength training, cardiovascular, flexibility, and of course, most important in my opinion at this stage of the game is rest. So an example of this can be if you want to work out, let's say you want to train 5 days a week. You could do weights on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and walk or ride your bike or swim on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Or Monday and Wednesdays, you could do Pilates, and Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays, you could do weights followed by a walk. Now, another example, and this is actually my training schedule. I train 5 days a week, and I try to train in the morning, although my little guy, he sometimes has another plan for me. But generally speaking, I try to train in the morning. I train 5 days a week, 4 days of strength training. Two of those days are upper body and two of those days are lower body. And two of those days I include cardiovascular work, aka cardio. And I've also started doing Pilates again, so I will do a Pilates day. And my goal is to try to rest on Thursdays and Sundays. So there are literally hundreds of ways you can mix this up. And I know because I've tried and trained just about 100 different ways. But the key here is what, ladies? You got it. Consistency. For any workout routine to be effective in helping with weight loss or weight maintenance or your overall health and wellness, you have to have consistent clean eating in combination with a consistent training routine and rest. All right, ladies, that is all, says the clock on the wall. Until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.